Good morning, church. I realize I can't see you, but it's good to be here. It's good to be back in church, even though it's fairly empty in here. It feels good to be back. I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to the many who have prayed for me, prayed for my family, prayed for my wife, and have prayed for our community and our nation's hospitals, and for the many men and women who go to work in those hospitals, from the very simple jobs that are ever so important, all the way up to the tip top. It's been a difficult time, and I think a lot of those people are doing their absolute best during this somewhat confusing time. It would be easy to tell you that the last 8 weeks have been okay, but in truth, it's been hard. Initially, 8 weeks ago, it started with some very simple meetings and discussions about a quote unquote new virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that was in a faraway land and was going to be sort of kept there and was unlikely to ever make it to our shores. Now, fast forward, a couple months, several months later, and having cared for some of these patients with COVID in our community, I feel that I've gone full circle, with this process. I'd like to say that through it all, God has proved faithful and a tremendous refuge and strong tower during these difficult times. I remember, share a personal story, the first time I put on my personal protective equipment before I had to go into the intensive care unit room of a patient that had confirmed COVID. I remember sitting outside, putting my equipment on, and my mind just racing with what ifs and what about this and what happens if I get this. And during that, I'd love to share with you guys, as I saw my hands shaking just a little bit before I went into the room, that I had this wonderful epiphany and was able to quote all of Psalm 25. But to be honest, I just had to be still and know that He was God and say, to all the what ifs, what if God? God's enough. I'd love to tell you that after going in that room for the first time, that was it. All my fears and concerns and doubts were sort of done away with, and it just was easy after that. But that wouldn't be true either. It has continued to be a road of some ups and some downs as we've worked through this process. But again, God's been there every step of the way. Over the last several weeks, I have read through the book Gospel by J.T. Greer, and I wanted to share just a couple of paragraphs that I have read over and over and over again every morning during my morning devotional. So I ask just for a little bit of patience as I read through this, but hopefully it will be an encouragement. Do you worry a lot? Worry springs from not being convinced of a sovereign God's absolute love for you. Worry disappears when you realize that God loves you unfailingly and will let nothing interrupt His plans for your good. You see, to all these emotions, fear, insecurity, false confidence, despair, worry, we must preach the gospel. We must tell ourselves daily that there is nothing we could do that would make God love us more, and nothing we have done makes Him love us less. And His love is perfectly in control of our lives. Our sin and our failures have not and can never again separate us from Him. He has put them away forever, as far as the east is from the west. We have been credited once and for all the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He has said to us in Christ, "You are my beloved child. In you I am well pleased. I will never leave you or forsake you. And surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. You will dwell in my house forever." So before I conclude, I would like to ask the church to continue to pray, yes, for the patients affected by this virus, but also for the families. During my career as a physician, I have never had to tell family members that they can't come into the ICU to be with their loved one. I've never had to have end-of-life care meetings or very detailed goals of care or other type discussions with families over a telephone or trying to use Zoom or some other video platform. It's presented some real challenges, and I'd like to say that thankfully the families have been wonderful. They've been patient. They've showed a lot of grace during this time, but it's hard. You can see it in their voice, or you can hear it, see it in their eyes or hear it in their voice, the challenges that this has presented for them. So I would like to encourage you to pray for those families and for those families that we interact with during this time where there's so many questions and uncertainty, that God could use these circumstances to show them his faithful and undying love for them, and that he has a Savior, gave a Savior that paid the ultimate price to bring them back to himself. Thank you so much, church, for all you do. We love you. God bless.